This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
About to catch up with our guy, Ari Temkin. All things Big 12, Big 12 radio on TuneIn, because we got Big 12 Media Days going down in our own backyard at the Star in Frisco. Hour number four, live from Shell Shack here off Henderson in Dallas. We've got happy hour still for another hour. They got $4 beers and shot specials all day, every day. We're having the Mexican candies at $4. Those have been absolutely fantastic. Sergio's hooking it up. The bartender over here, it's Wednesday, so they got the catfish special for $12.99. It's awesome. So as you're getting off work, make sure you come by, say hello to the G-Bag Nation. Gavin is out. Send him some well wishes on social media. He'll be back Monday after vacation with the family. Zach Wolchuk, Brian Broaddus, Eric Chiafalo, Lucius crushing it as always, back in Master Control up the road here at 75 and Fitzhugh, and Carter Freeman coordinating your video. But without further ado, let's welcome in our buddy Ari Temkin, Big 12 Radio on TuneIn. Ari, how the heck are you, brother? Good to talk to you.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm pretty bummed that I'm at the Star right now, because thinking about driving down there and down, you know, in the traffic, like, if you were closer, I'd love to come have some beers, be a Shell Shack with you guys. So I'm bummed about that. I'm all the way up north.
Yeah. We would love to have you out here, man. If the opportunity presents itself, get on over here. But I've been having some FOMO about what you're doing out there at the Star.
It's great that it's at the Star. It's never been closer for me where I live in North Dallas, so that's fantastic. You know, we've obviously were in Vegas last year and then Arlington in years before, so it's fantastic for it to be so close to me. And look, this is a great venue. It's a great city to highlight college football. When you think about the SEC having media days downtown, you think about the Big 12. I mean, this is very much a college football hub, and that's something that's amazing for the Metroplex. And I see Big 12 holding it here for the foreseeable future.
Hey, Ari, the question I have, and you've been doing this a long time with your Big 12 stuff, with the additions of the teams like the BYUs and the Utahs and the Arizonas, Arizona States and teams like that, how has this changed? Has it made media days more fun for you, or is it just more work?
It's just more work, Broaddus. I still get paid the same amount, and the league jumped from 10 to 16 teams. What happened there?
Yeah, but I was just wondering, with all those teams being with you now, are you enjoying that?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's great. Look, 4 years ago, I'd left Arlington after media days, and it looked like the Big 12 was going to go extinct.
Yeah.
Texas and OU were leaving, and, yeah, we didn't know what the future of this conference was. And, you know, the moves to immediately solidify the conference, bring everybody together, and to fortify a future together now with Brett Yormark, like, the trajectory of the conference has never been better. The conference has never been better. The trajectory of the conference has never been better. When you look at recruiting, you look at money and what Texas Tech is doing. You know, look, Texas and OU were great for this conference.
Oh,
but I think
God. They
were not pulling in the same rope as everybody else.
Sure.
And we see what's happening with the ACC. It's the same thing that's happening in the ACC right now. And the conference did a lot to placate to Texas and OU for years. And that's exactly what the ACC is doing right now. That held the conference back. The conference is all together now. There's a unity in a way that's allowing it to grow in ways that it could have never grown under with Texas and OU in the conference. That's the truth.
You brought up Texas Tech there, Ari, and it is crazy. What is going on there with the NIL, with Joey McGuire's brewing? What have been the takeaways, you know, being around Coach McGuire, and what Texas Tech's outlook is for this upcoming season?
Yeah, I mean, so we actually were able to sit down with Cody Campbell today, who's, I mean, becoming synonymous with Texas Tech, becoming synonymous with the Big 12, and quite frankly, becoming synonymous with college football, because he's very much the front and center of trying to get NIL more under control. And, you know, it obviously starts with having the resources, with the ability to use the money. And then, you know, you've got to have a vision. You got to sell things. You know, like, you can't just be like, hey, guys, to get there. I mean, Rutgers basketball, good example of this. You know, they had two top five picks on their team and didn't even make the tournament. And that's just, we've got money to spend and we're going to spend it. I think BYU basketball, they're spending it strategically with the right coach. I think the same thing is true with Texas Tech and Joey McGuire. They're not just spending money. They are. They're spending a ton of money, and they've got a lot of resources. But they're doing it with a plan in place with a guy, James Blanchard, who's, you know, recognized one of the best in the business, what he does in terms of personnel. He's kind of like, in a sense, a Will McClay to a degree. And, I mean, over the years, we've seen Notre Dame come calling for him, and Joey McGuire sold him and told us this. Basically, you know, will you have 100% say if you go to USC, which is another place that tried to get him? Will you have 100% say in personnel at Notre Dame if you go there? And that's, you know, so I think it's the right team, it's the right group, and the right timing for Texas Tech. And the reality is, guys, the blue chip ratio, which over, you know, in the history of the college football playoff, the BCS, in the modern recruiting rankings, you have to have more than 50% of your roster be 4 or 5-star recruits to win a national title. It is not a predictive metric, but it is a tool of analysis. And that's the deal. You have to have more 4 or 5 stars than you don't. The Big 12 doesn't have that and hasn't had that. Texas and OU are teams that have it, and when they left, you thought that left with them. And so the Big 12 now has 2 5-star quarterbacks for already committed for 2026, including the number one player in the country, Keyshawn Henderson, who's committed to Houston, and Willie Fritz, and the number 5 quarterback in the nation, and Ryder Lyons, who's committed to BYU. And then you add that to Texas Tech getting Felix Ojo away from Texas. And, I mean, that's, to me, the transfer portal is one thing, but it's proven in college football. You win a national title in recruiting, and that is something the Big 12 has never seen before.
Okay, Ari, I'm going to tell you this, and you're going to shoot me down on this one, but the whole thing with this recruiting and this, you know, getting 5 stars and all that, I think this is so year to year now. Mm. I just think I hate it. I hate it that you recruit your ass off and you get these players. I think we got to have contracts. I think either you're committed to me for a year or you're committed to me for 3 years. But I can't continue. You're telling me that we're getting 5-star recruits. I guarantee you one of these kids is not going to be able. He's not going to be happy, and he's going to go somewhere else after a year.
Why do you think I was going to shoot this question down?
I don't know. I just kind of felt like, though, to me, I'm recruiting is so important. But I think, like, you're recruiting for 1 year. You know, that's really what you're doing. And you better damn well play these kids. You better not do things like, I mean, I was dealing with LSU baseball. There was all these, LSU had a great recruiting class in baseball. Won a national championship. There's 4 or 5 kids that didn't play. All top 100 players. Gone now. Gone. Because in 1 year, they're like, well, I can't cut it here. Got to go somewhere else. I think recruiting is only good for 1 year. I just do. I'm sorry.
No, I totally agree with you. I mean, it's hard to disagree with you. There is very much a balance between recruiting and playing time and, I mean, expectation. And not only that, like, it goes so much deeper than that, Broadus. Like, you got guys. Here's a good example. Rob Wright played at Baylor last year as a true freshman. Really good player for them. Had committed to another year basically had committed to a deal, like a 1-year contract for $1 million. Let's just say that's what it was, okay?
Right.
And then went to BYU.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I mean, that's, you're going to agree to something and then turn around and go somewhere else?
Sure.
Like, that's not how you do business.
Yeah.
There were multiple guys that spent spring and, you know, somewhere else. Keon Burnett, who's a tight end at Arizona, spent spring football in Kansas after committing to the University of Kansas. You know where he's going to play this fall? The University of Arizona. That
right.
is bizarre. You're going to
yeah.
go spring? There's another guy, his name escapes right now, did the same thing at Mississippi State. Went and spent the spring at Mississippi State and went somewhere else. Like, that's ridiculous. So, I mean, what you're talking about, absolutely. I also think there's also an element of, like, you kind of reap what you sow in many
right.
cases. Like, so in some of these guys that are going to stick it out, stick around, that are willing to fight through adversity, like, if they're not, like, you're going to find adversity everywhere you go. If you're trying to
right.
avoid adversity your whole life, you're going to fail.
Yeah, I kind of feel like the situation. And, all right, do you think it's harder to recruit kids or keep kids?
Keep kids. Yeah, I mean, and it's honestly, it doesn't stop. The thing the coaches will complain about the most, and I say complain for lack of a better way to put it, you have to continually be recruiting your roster.
No kidding.
Now, I'll defer to Lance Leipold here because I'm a Kansas grad. But not only that, over the last 4 years, Leipold has been at KU. Out of the Power Four, he's had the least amount of transfers. Jalen Daniels, you think about that guy, all that he's been through. He was a 17-year-old starter under Les Miles. He's on his fifth offensive coordinator at Kansas. And he didn't leave. I mean, he's had some high highs and low lows at Kansas. 9 times out of 10, those guys leave and want fresh starts. And maybe in some cases that works out for them, but it isn't the case everywhere. And so, like, There are, and what Leipold says is it's a cultural thing, which is hard to characterize, right? Because it's just a broad catch-all. Everybody has a good culture, wants to have a good culture. It's one of those funny things we used to laugh about all the time, Broadus, right? Like, but that's
yeah.
like, it's hard
identity.
Not to buy into it.
Yeah.
Identity,
right.
culture. But like in college football, that's huge. And I think like it's hard not to take Lance Leipold at his word because, I mean, he walked into the worst Power Four situation in college football when he took a Kansas job. And over the last 4 years, nobody has left, or very few have left, and a guy that did leave, a pass rusher, Gage Keys, came back this year. So he's been at Kansas twice in 3 years.
Wow. Ari, I'm curious. There's a lot of awesome coaches right now in the Big 12. If you were an AD and you had the pick of the litter, do you feel confident who would be your first-round pick in terms of coaches in the Big 12 right now?
Kenny Dillingham. No, I didn't even think about that one.
Arizona State,
yeah.
Sorry, yeah. Yeah, he's 35 years old. Anybody else that's been in that position, and I'm talking about a 35-year-old head coach that would be considered a savant, has had their careers derailed because of their egos. I look at Sark. I look at Lane Kiffin. Now, look, I shouldn't say careers derailed, but, I mean, fought through major adversity over the course of their careers. Kenny Dillingham is one of the most humble, genuine. He tells you what it is. He's one of the most unique coaches. Like, I asked him, I was like, are you not paranoid? Like, on one end of the spectrum, you've got Kyle Whittingham, who won't say anything about
an injury. That's what I was
going to
ask you. How is that dinosaur still around?
But, Kenny Dillingham, earlier this year, last season, Sam Levitt missed a game. It was the last game they lost to Cincinnati. And he said, like, on Monday, oh, yeah, Levitt's going to miss the game.
No coach in football does that. Like, what are you doing? Why would you do that? He's like, well, you know, and he'll say, like, I don't think that gives me enough of a strategic advantage of getting my team ready to play with the guys we're going to play with that week. Like, what a breath of fresh air, just a different approach. You want to ask about NIL. Great. He had a great answer on NIL. Mm-hmm. Like, I pay the best players. If you don't like it, become one of the best players. Mm-hmm. I just love that. Like, that's how it should be.
Yeah, he's awesome. Ari Temkin, Big 12 Radio on TuneIn with us here in the G-Bag Nation. What about TCU and Baylor? Couple of quarterbacks there that have been in the system, Hoover and Robertson returning. What do you think their outlook is for 2025? Can either of them possibly win the conference?
Yeah, and I'll get to that in a second. I do want to add real quickly.
Yeah.
Kenny Dillingham said, and by the way, Kyle Whittingham, Kenny Dillingham, say that three times.
that's a tongue twister.
Kenny Dillingham said during Big 12 Media Days, you know, just as a testament to the Big 12 coaches, Rich Rod is the most influential offensive mind in the history of college football. We could argue whether or not that's true. I think that adds some context, though, to just how good the coaches are in this conference. So TCU and Baylor, I'm picking Baylor to win the Big 12 this year. They are the most underrated team in college football. They're the hottest team in college football. They did get blown out in their bowl game, but before that they had won six straight, including a win to end the season of Kansas, who was playing at that time as good as anybody. So those are the two hottest teams in college football, and Baylor just ran a train on them. And so, that trucked them. So they were a dominant running football team last year. Sawyer Robertson, who's their quarterback, who's from Lubbock, and actually was recruited by and played for Mike Leach for 2 years at Mississippi State before he passed away. How unique is that, as a guy that grew up in Lubbock especially? And he stepped into the spotlight last year and performed at extremely high level. And, I mean, we had Devin Gardner on, a former Michigan quarterback, played for Rich Rod, who's now with Fox. And he says Sawyer Robertson reminds him of Josh Allen. Big dude, 6'4", 215 pounds, has a cannon for an arm. So, like, they return everybody. They have, I mean, Dave Aranda, in terms of a defensive mind, with everybody back on offense, and Jake Spavital year two, and then a brilliant defensive mind. Like, the only question would be, they gave up a ton of big plays. Like, that was their bugaboo last year. They really struggled against big plays. I trust Aranda year over year to figure that out. If that's the one hole they had, I trust Aranda to figure it out. But I think there are probably five teams that could win the Big 12 this year. I'd throw Arizona State, Iowa State, Kansas State, Texas Tech, and Baylor. My pick is Baylor and Texas Tech to get to the Big 12 championship game and Baylor to ultimately win it. The reason I don't have TCU in that conversation is Sonny Dykes is walking right by me, so I better be more quiet about this.
Be careful.
Watch that train.
They have a ridiculously tough schedule, guys. I mean, they open up in North Carolina. So how about that? Bill Belichick. They randomly got Deion Sanders' first game at Colorado, and now they get Bill Belichick's first game at North Carolina. I genuinely think that's going to be a train wreck based on what's going on with his girlfriend, but I digress. That's still a tough game. You're going up against Bill Belichick, who's won. I would put TCU in that conversation. I struggle with their schedule. The Big 12 usually has a lot of parity or competitive balance, as they want me to call it. But I think when you look at teams that are going to be good, that will be good, like, they have them all. Five Big 12 road games. That's the thing that gives me pause about TCU. But great passer and Josh Hoover, who's a local kid, and they were in elite offense. He set a record last year for passing for TCU, passing yards in a season. Problem is they couldn't run the ball and they couldn't stop anybody. So it was basically all they could do is pass. And, you know, they have two NFL receivers because of it now, with Savion Williams and Jack Besh both going to the NFL. But I think TCU is going to be good. The thing that gives me pause about them is their schedule.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I thought the Baylor program stopped running trains after the Art Briles era, but here we are, still getting it done at a high level. Ari, you are the man. Thank you so much for the college football information. We look forward to a college football season in a big way with you being a heavy part of the G-Bag Nation. We love you, and we wish you were here right now at Shell Shack.
You know, I did that for you.
Yeah,
we love you, dude. That was Brian's face, if you're watching on the fan cam.
All time.
We lost it over here. You're incredible, Ari.
Love you guys. Take care.
Love you.
There he goes, Ari Temkin. Make sure you check out Big 12 Radio on TuneIn. Ari's awesome. And there's so much more. I mean, the Big 12 really is top to bottom. super, super deep.
It is good.
And they can, I mean, that could end up being a negative because they just beat each other up.
They do.
So if you're looking at records at the end of the season, as some in the committee would do, incredible. All right, let's talk with Jared Sandler, get our Rangers preview brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing next in the nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.